Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
We're talking about the four words that would ruin a date. Mostly based on Josh and Katie out in the dating world, constantly getting this kind of stuff. Constantly! Katie, how is the dating life? Are you still on that 17-month dry spell?
I sure am. On purpose, because it's like that out there.
Do you have anything lined up for this weekend?
For
dating? Nothing?
No.
Nothing.
I mean, again, I'm in the phase of my life now where if it's going to happen, it's going to happen type thing.
I'm going
right?
on a lunch date today.
Who's this young lady?
Josh,
oh,
get
it's
it?
just a pal.
Just
going
a
on
pal?
Lunch date, yeah.
Where are you going to go?
We're actually talking about it right now. We're figuring it out. We'll see. What, do you guys have any suggestions?
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Nope.
Sorry.
That will...
Melting Pot. Make
no,
it a four-hour date.
No. No, buddy. No.
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 You don't want that?
No.
No. You should go to one of those sushi
That's
spots.
That's the best first date spot, Josh.
Yeah, you really get to know each other.
And
so.
It has a little train that brings you the sushi. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, that's a cute one.
That's always fun.
And then the whole time you go, choo-choo,
yeah.
choo-choo.
That'll keep her coming back.
Yeah. It's funny. There was this story that dropped a couple months ago. There's this matchmaking company talking about first dates, and they say the best thing to do on a first date is do something active.
No.
Yes.
They say
no.
that active dates are 25% more likely to lead to a second date.
Absolutely.
Not for the girl.
You think?
Could not agree more.
Not for the girl?
No.
You sitting across from a table, Katie, you like food, so you don't count. The sitting across the table from someone, staring at each other while eating, the awkward silences that you have are horrible, first of all, and then you always have to come up to think of something interesting about yourself or something interesting to say. When you're doing something active, that activity is the topic of what you can talk about.
I get that.
I totally agree.
But for the woman, there's so much that goes into getting ready for the first date, especially the first time you meet them. They're getting their hair done. They probably got their tan. They're getting their makeup. There's so many things. And an active date's going to ruin all that immediately.
I'm not saying go
skydiving.
This
is funny, though, coming from you, that you somebody who loves hiking.
I do,
absolutely loves hiking. Wouldn't you love to go on a first date as a hike?
No, because then they ruin it. If they don't like hiking the way that I like hiking, I
want to
push them off a cliff. I'm like, get away from me. You're ruining my hike, you know? And
here.
Now, yeah.
Here, the guy, Michaela. Hey, Michaela.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so what do you think about this active date situation for the first date? Is this something that you would enjoy?
I think it would have to be, like, minimal activity.
Yeah.
You know, like, a hike seems kind of excessive.
Yeah. No, but even
like a walk or something,
see,
and maybe a picnic.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, like a walk around a park or something. Like, if you wanted to, what about a first date around Wash Park, just walking around it? Is that too much?
Oh. Beautiful. Yeah, I'll pop my roller skates on. That sounds awesome.
I love that.
Roller skates. Now hey. We just kicked it up to a whole nother level.
I would love that.
That would be awkward if I was walking and you were on roller skates.
Michaela, come back.
No, you'll be running and pulling me.
Exactly. You're doing all the work. Good
I like
call,
that.
Michaela.
Hey. I'd like stand there and have the wind blow through my hair.
Look at all beautiful. There you go.
Can you imagine you show up to a date, her date with a rope, and you're like, what are you doing?
What is happening here?
You're going to be pulling me, buddy.
So what are your four words that would ruin a date, Michaela?
So this is actually also another true one that happened to me. He said, your sister is hot.
Your sister is hot. Boom. Brutal.
And I'm like, don't get me wrong. Like, she is. But, you know, now you have to bring home leftovers for her as well. Like, I didn't know that you were dating her as well.
Yeah,
what the heck is that? He came right out and just said that?
Your sister's hot.
You know, there's something about men that makes them stupid, and I don't know
what hey!
You know what?
Hey!
This is why...
Coming in hot.
Sorry.
Hey!
How are you guys feeling?
I mean,
they're sensitive today, Michaela.
I don't like people that roller skate, Michaela. So
yeah, roller skates
you.
Are stupid.
Hey, you
can go to hell.
You guys smell bad. So what about
yeah, exactly.
I do not smell bad.
No, neither one of us smell bad, Michaela.
No.
And send us a picture of your sister. Send us a picture of your sister. All
right.
Stop.
Send it to our text line.
Exactly. They ruined it, Michaela. They ruined it.
All right, you get put your skates on and skate on out of here.
I will.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Scram.
We got some more lines ringing. Josh is going to grab these. The four words that would ruin a date for you. Be thinking about it. The four words that would ruin a date. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Some of the ones. The text line exploded with this. You guys call
so
us. It's Friday. We like talking to people. Some of the ones on the text line. I collect human teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
You sit down to dinner with this person, and that's what they say.
Whose teeth?
how about just got out today? Four words that would ruin a date. Do you lactate naturally?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. This date is over now.
I know.
This date's going to be over. I'll give you another one that came in on the text line. This one made me giggle. My dad's in prison.
Oh gosh.
I mean,
at least it's not you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more. I got one more that came in on text. Okay. This was from Ron. He says, I licked your spoon.
Oh. You spoon licker.
I licked your spoon. I don't like that. Four words that would ruin a date. 303-691-1649. Did you have a couple more, Katie, that came through?
Puts lotion on skin. I liked that one.
Oh.
That one's pretty funny. The Rockies are awesome.
No!
Yeah,
no, they're not.
We're calling it.
First date, will you marry me?
I know. Like, oh my gosh, my gosh. And then this one got me, because if you ever tell me fried chicken tastes funny, we just can't even be friends at that point.
That's somebody like, just trying to egg you
I
on.
Know, yeah. Exactly. Like, you're trying to get my goat, so not happening.
Couple more that came in. Want to see my fungus?
How about this? First date, I like this one. First date, who'd you vote for? I mean, that's a topic cover. That's a topic ruiner.
That will.
Jeez.
Four words that would ruin a date. These aren't my real teeth. Well, that's five.
Not my real teeth.
Not my real teeth.
There we go.
That's five.
You'll love my basement.
What?
Oh.
I'm immediately leaving. Yeah, I'm immediately leaving that date.
God, the text line's blowing up. Don't Google my name.
Oh.
All right, that's good. And John says, I always carry mayonnaise.
What?
Aaron!
Hi,
Aaron. How are you today? Happy Friday.
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Here's another one that just came in. Let me know if you like it. I bit someone yesterday.
On purpose.
I think this date's over. I think this date's over. So what's up? You got four words for us that would ruin a date?
Yep, true story.
Good. Tell us about it.
We've done this before.
Oh, you met them before.
Oh.
Like, I think it was probably like a year and a half in between, but it was the same guy, first date, blind date.
Oh, no. Yeah. Who figured it out? You or him? You, obviously, right?
I think they kind of both figured it out.
As
but,
you're
yeah,
sitting there,
like,
you're like, we've done this before.
But these stories are all too familiar.
So, like, how did the rest of that date go?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Very awkward. I think we just finished up dinner and then just kind of left. Like, we didn't, you know, well, this is great. We'll call you sometime soon. But that's just how much I dated there, Katie.
Yeah, you are like, you just keep dating and dating and dating, right?
Yeah.
I went around the entire single population in Denver.
Oh.
No, it really, it feels like that though, doesn't it? Like, I was just telling someone about that same thing. It feels like it's just like you've reached the end, you know?
Now you're just starting over with the same dudes.
All over again.
Are you happy now, Aaron?
Now I'm married. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year.
Hey, there you go.
So
there you go.
There
it worked out.
There's hope.
There's hope,
yay.
Yes.
Yes, I was 31. We found each other and, online, never in a million years did I think I'd pick him. On paper, he looked horrible. And then I met him and that was it.
What on paper made him horrible?
Yeah.
I want to know.
He was separated. He smoked. He had a kid, which wasn't really a deal breaker, but, you know, baby mama drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was living with his parents because he was separated.
Yep. You're right. On paper, this guy sucks.
Yeah. Nothing good.
He was really good looking, and I was on spring break. I'm a teacher. I was on spring break. I was like, I'm bored. I could do this. Let's go.
Oh,
and then you
look
did
at you.
It.
And it was a thing.
You did it a few times, I bet.
Yeah.
Eric, I love this story. You're awesome. And, yes, it gives hope to everyone out there.
It really does.
I know. Keep it up, guys.
You have a great weekend, Aaron.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. A couple more that came in. Four words that would ruin a date. You'd love my bunker. That one's pretty good.
What?
I eat crayons sometimes. I love that one that came in on text.
Sometimes.
It's like My Strange Addiction.
This one made me laugh on the text line. I whisper to yogurt.
Okay.
Who are these people dating?
I know. That's a weird one.
Four words that would ruin a date. I brush squirrels daily. And then this one came in from Danielle. I text my plants. I text my plans. Well, this date's over.
All right.
Four words that would ruin a date. 303-691-1649. Here's T-Money. Tyson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, super dupes, bro.
What's four words that would ruin a date for you?
For me, it'd be I have an OnlyFans.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm gone.
She's probably raking that money in, buddy.
I'm out of there.
No way. She's loaded. Man. She's loaded.
I'm gone.
Really? You're not into that?
Absolutely not.
What if it was just feet pics?
Only feet.
Feet pics? Only. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe.
She's probably still making bank, dude.
I think I could do the feet thing.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Just the feet.
Maybe.
Only feet's okay.
Feet is okay. No booty.
Yeah, no booty. But I could do the feet thing. I could tolerate it.
All right. Well, good luck out there, Tyson.
All right. You take care.
Later, dude.
Thanks, Tyson.
All right, I'll give you a couple more that came in, then we'll get out of this. You love my Colt.
Oh, gosh.
I'm heavily in debt. And I bench press pickles.
What about the one that we were thinking with only feet? My feet are famous.
My feet are
famous. My feet are famous.
My feet are famous.
I'd be fine with it. Like, show me that money. Put those feet in pudding. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's make some bank.
It's getting freaky.
I've got it all laid out for
okay.
Nick Mack.
So.
Feet in pudding, feet in birthday cake, feet in boba. Oh, come on. Money for days. Find me at onlyfeet.com.